I'm Sharky's Goon. What would Shark and Goon be without Star Wars rumors? Today, Goon, it's the rumors of the new Star Wars trilogy. According to Jason Ward of Making Star Wars, the next slate of films will explore the, quote, High Republic era of the galaxy. What does that mean? Well, Ward says, sources are saying the next Star Wars saga is going to take place during an era called the High Republic era. It sounds like the setting is 400 years before the Skywalker saga. This new saga is set during a time that the Sith's rule of two has been established by Darth Bane, and Yoda is a Jedi, but isn't the old Jedi we know from the Skywalker era. These new films will not make up a trilogy, but rather a series of films, which will be released in the same story era and interconnect. This method of storytelling was supposed to apply to the, quote, A Star Wars Story films, but they never got a chance to interconnect the two stories that they told with more material. Goon, what do you think of the High Republic series of movies?
I think these were the movies that the Game of Thrones guys were supposed to head. It makes sense because it's supposed to be sci-fi, but with a lot of like fantasy elements. So that would make the sense with the Game of Thrones guys. But I'm like, I think I prefer it maybe as an animated thing like Rebels or Clone Wars than actual movies.
I worry about prequels. Now, I know you're going 400 years before, but unless you're just looking to take Yoda out for a drive, I don't know why you would want to box yourself in because it, you know, no matter what you do, people like us and the rest of the internet just wind up saying, how come they didn't have that technology in Rogue One? And I don't know, just why not go 100 years after Rise of Skywalker?
I think because people have been clamoring for this Knights of the Old Republic era. And that's why I think it would fit maybe in a TV series or maybe in an animated series. But I don't think it should be movies. I never really got into the Knights of the Old Republic, but supposedly the video game was big. I'm not clamoring for this Star Wars. Even though I love Star Wars, probably would go see it. I'm not thrilled or overly enjoyed that it's going to be coming out where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go see this.
Yeah, same thing top to bottom. I'm aware of the games. I never played them. I know people hold them in high regard. I know it's every time there's a Star Wars rumor, somebody throws out Knights of the Old Republic. Let's do that. But I don't know. Again, same thing. I'm not going to hate on this. I'll go see it. It's Star Wars. I love Star Wars. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just, maybe they'll have some good action figures. Even the comic books. I'm like, if I see a Knights of an Old Republic comic book, I'm not picking it up. I'm more anything, even the prequels, I'll pick up just because, like, oh, let's see if they have a different twist and might be able to explain something that happened. I'm more original trilogy, new trilogy, prequels, and Mandalorian.
Yeah, again, I don't really have anything to say about this one because it just doesn't excite me. Now, you and I have also been trading emails about the Kenobi rumors. Kenobi may be canceled, might not be canceled. What do you think about all that?
Did you see where that rumor came from?
No.
It was a spoof site. It was a spoof parody account on Twitter. And then two or three legit places went with that account because they thought it was real. It was one letter off than a real account, but it says parody account.
Oh, wow.
This isn't. So that's where it all came from. So that pushed it that Disney had to say, no, we're going into production next month on this. We're not canceled. McGregor's people even got involved and said, no, we're still headed to do this. We don't know where this came from.
That's great. You know, it's kind of a moot point, but I was going to make the point. There's no rule that Kenobi has to be played by Ewan McGregor either.
It isn't, but he wants to do it. He really enjoyed playing that character, and I can't say enough how well he became Alec Guinness in that role.
Yeah, clearly it's better if he does, but I think if they had to, you know, if the rumor had been true and they had to just pick somebody else, I don't think somebody else as middle-aged Kenobi is the end of the world.
No, I think they could have pulled it off. But the other rumor with that is, did you see that that Sebastian Stan might want to play Luke in that if they do a young Luke? So I don't know how that would work out with a young Luke and a younger Kenobi, because Alec Guinness looks so much older in A New Hope versus 18-year-old Luke. So that's one of the things with the rumors that have been weighing on my mind.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the small universe. We obviously know why Kenobi's on Tatooine. I think all we need is in episode one, you know, a quick shot of he's looking over the hill with his binoculars, sees a 9-year-old kid, you know, cleaning stuff with a broom, and we get it. And I don't think you need to, like, dance with the whole Luke thing at all.
So maybe Luke uses the broom with the Force to get the broom and he becomes the OG broom kid?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Yeah. And you know what? I would also not mind seeing that, like, Kenobi is not stuck on Tatooine. That he turns around and goes, hey, so-and-so, do me a favor. Keep an eye on Luke. Let me know anything's going on. And he ends up going on to, like, a different planet. Goes to visit Yoda. Goes to, you know, stop some kind of, like, riot happening on Kashyyyk. You know, it's just not him on Tatooine the whole time.
I mean, if they're, yeah, top to bottom. I mean, unless they're making some sort of weird art film with Ewan McGregor as a hermit who doesn't interact with anybody except the occasional Tusken Raider, you know, that'd be a really weird series to make with no dialogue, no human interaction. You know, why would you make that? So clearly he's going to have to do stuff.
Maybe it's just him wandering around Tatooine telling telling stormtroopers, I am not the hermit you're looking for.
Well, I think you could have him interact. We've talked previously about with Uncle Owen, you know, have them not get along or whatever. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I think you're going to have that. But I'm really hoping that, you know, maybe four episodes on Tatooine, four episodes not on Tatooine. He could be, you know, on one of the moons outside of Tatooine trying to stop the Imperials from coming looking for Luke or whatever. That'd be a great scene of him just like trying to play defense with all these Star Destroyers coming in.
And there's also rumors that they want to include Jar Jar Binks in this. I'm all down for that.
Maybe we'll finally get Sith Jar Jar.
You're reading my mind. I would love Sith Jar Jar. If you go back and watch Phantom Menace, it is kind of there. There are whole articles about how Jar Jar clearly exhibits Jedi-like powers, how he senses things, dodges laser blasts, he's able to jump really high. Boy, if they pulled that out, wouldn't that be amazing?
I find out the whole Kenobi series isn't really Kenobi, it's about Jar Jar.
Darth Jar Jar. Nothing would make me happier than if they pulled on that thread and, you know, were able to, you know, cast a whole new light on the Phantom Menace and this character everybody hates, that, you know, he's a mastermind. Oh, it'd be so good.
Oh, it'd be great. I can't wait for this series to come out. I'm glad they're starting to shoot soon.
Yeah, I'm finding without Mandalorian, I've got a little bit of, you know, a Star Wars hole in my life. But then I turn on Disney Plus and I've got 8 zillion episodes of Clone Wars. And, you know, sometimes I watch a movie and a half.
And we got the new Clone Wars coming out, what, in 2 weeks or a week or something like that?
Yeah, it's pretty close. I'm never going to finish my rewatch before that comes out, but I'll figure it out.
Awesome. I can't wait. Hail Darth Jar Jar.
Yeah, we got to make that happen. Shark and Goon will return.